Country Pop FM.
Old school.
It is class time today.
Mm-hmm.
Time to settle down. Hand is all over Spicoli. Tell him to shut up. Stop ordering pizzas.
On my time.
On his time. 1907 on this date for this Wednesday, November 16th. 45 days left. Welcome to the Union, Oklahoma.
Hey, hey.
Oklahoma became the 46th state of the Union.
Happy 109th.
1907, part of the kind of the old crazy Wild West.
Yeah.
And, desert area, dry. Let's bring on Oklahoma.
It's great to have them a part of it.
Yeah, it was about time.
They had oil.
They did.
Yeah.
And it was nice to add that to the mix. 1915, Coca-Cola had its prototype for its contoured bottle patented. Famous contoured bottle. They still use it today.
Yeah.
You know, they kind of pattern their little plastic bottles, both their 12, 16 ounce and the big 2 liters are kind of contoured as well. It made its commercial debut then in 1916. 1952, this was the first time that Lucy would hold the ball for Charlie Brown.
Oh.
This is the first time. And then this happened. Flat on his back.
Yeah, might have snatched it away.
Kind of Blair Walsh-like.
Well, yeah.
Maybe Blair would have wished the holder would have snapped it back. You could have blamed it on his holder then.
Right.
It would have been Lucy. He could have pulled the ball away from him. That was 1952. That was in the comic strip. Lucy first held the football for Charlie Brown, who was a straightaway kicker, as you remember
in the
cartoons. He was straightaway kicker like Freddie Cox. 1959, the Rodgers and Hammerstein musical Sound of Music opened on this date on Broadway.
Doe, a deer, a female deer.
Ray,
a drop of golden sun.
Now, I wonder who played the part.
Well, it's Mary Martin.
Oh.
Famous Mary Martin is also
sense.
Peter Pan.
Sure, that makes sense.
And that's her singing. That's actually from the 1959 Broadway musical. That's the album they put out.
Yes.
With the original cast, 1959. It would then, of course, become a movie, as you know.
Yeah, in about 65
the
or 6.
The Hills Are Alive with the Sound of Music.
Julie Andrews. Well with that.
1960, we lost Humphrey Bogart. Or was it Clark Gable? Or was it Gregory Peck? Which one is it? You guess.
Where shall I go? What shall I do?
Frankly, my dear, I don't give a damn.
Clark Gable
passed
away.
Well, he was a young guy.
He was only 59 when he passed away. Huh? Check and see what he passed away of. What was it?
Lung cancer.
Something like that. 1960, he was only 59. That's him from Gone with the Wind. And people misquote that all the time where they say, frankly, my dear Scarlett, I don't give a damn. But he doesn't say
Scarlett
in there. That was 1960. 1963, goodbye to the rotary phone, although we've got somebody, John from East Bethel, on the all-request lunch hour. I would go, hey, anybody call in if you still have a rotary phone? And he'll call in, and then he'll go,
He still
has a rotary phone.
But it takes him like 3 songs to get to you.
Yeah, it takes him 3 songs to get in. But the Touchtone phone, introduced on this date, 1966, Dr. Sam Shepard was acquitted in the trial of charges that he murdered his pregnant wife. Now, that was the case.
The premise.
The premise for The Fugitive, the TV show The Fugitive.
Based on true fact.
1966. It wasn't Dr. Richard Kimball, though. They changed the names.
Right.
To protect the innocent.
Well, Sam Gerard then would be in the movie.
And, right.
Yeah.
Yep. So they used the name Sam.
Yeah.
1966. 1982, this was the NFL strike. Not the one where they used replacement players. That was 1987, where the Vikings had the worst replacement.
Right.
Mike Lynn was totally ill-prepared for replacement players, so he got the absolute worst that were still available. Like Tony Adams, I still remember, was the quarterback. They had 2 quarterbacks. One of them was Tony Adams. And he had been playing like flag football in a flag football league, and he was playing in the NFL the next week. That was in 87. This was the 1982. You know, funny, the Vikings, maybe they should just go on strike, because each of those 2 strike years, the Vikings made the playoffs.
That's right.
82, the first year of the Metrodome, and then also in 87. It was 57 days old, and it finally came to an end in the NFL. And 1999, Nathaniel Abraham, he was 13 years old, the youngest murder defendant in U.S. history, convicted of second-degree murder for shooting a man with a rifle.
Mm.
And he was 11 when he did it.
Oh, my gosh.
1999. Yikes. Let's move on to birthdays today. Joe Isuzu.
Hi, I'm Joe Isuzu. Here in my factory, I equip these iMarks with millions of standard features.
David Leisure is 66. He was Joe Isuzu. He also was the neighbor of Richard Mulligan and his lovely daughters on Empty Nest, which was the spinoff of the Golden Girls.
Sure.
David Leisure, 66. Doc Gooden. He was as good of a pitcher as there ever have been, you know, young. He was like, what, 18, 19? He was just an absolute phenom.
Fireballer.
For the New York Mets. And he also had a great breaking ball that he accompanied that fastball with. But then he ran into substance issues.
Yes.
He and Daryl Strawberry. And there was a great 30 for 30 called Dwight and Daryl, or Daryl and Dwight, one of the two. And I can't remember what order it was, but it was good.
Yeah, it was good.
And it chronicled their issues, and Dwight's still struggling to this day. Daryl has kind of straightened his life out a little bit based on this 30 for 30, but Dwight's still having issues. And he is 52 today. She was one of the daughters on The Cosby Show.
What is your problem, John?
I think it has something to do with the teachers. At Hillman, they have excellent teachers, yes, but when they give you an assignment, they act like they don't care if you do it or not. At high school, Mr. Shepherd made sure that we did the work. He checked on us every day. At Hillman, they just give you an assignment and they just say, do it.
That's Lisa Bonet, 49 today. She was married to Lenny Kravitz.
Oh, that's right.
She, of course, also starred in, and it was very early on, A Different World. That was the spinoff, and then she just kind of disappeared, and then the show kind of went in its own direction. From The Cosby Show, Lisa Bonet is 49 today. I think you can find some revealing photos of her somewhere. PT, fact checker.
I'm on it.
Post them on your blog. Martha Plimpton is 46. Now, she plays the mother on a show that was unceremoniously and just not right. They canceled the show, and it was unjustifiable. The show is called Raising Hope. She was the mother.
Your problem is you made a baby with someone much smarter than you.
You really think Lucy was that much smarter than me?
She was a college graduate who avoided the police for years while she went on a murder spree. You're a high school dropout who's been arrested 5 times for peeing in public. So, yeah, I'd say she's much smarter than you.
Martha Plimpton is 46. See, Raising Hope. They shouldn't have canceled it.
Yeah, that was pretty good.
That was a way to go, Fox.
Yeah.
And then they allow these other shows, like Glee, to continue.
Right.
Martha Plimpton. She was in The Goonies, too. She was in The Goonies. She's 46 today. Now, Maggie Gyllenhaal. That's Jake Gyllenhaal's older sister. She played Rachel Dawes in the Dark Knight.
Oh, yes.
The second of the Christian Bale Batman ones, movies.
Yep.
It was played, that role was played by Katie Holmes in the first one.
Okay.
And then she didn't want to do the second one, so they brought in Maggie Gyllenhaal, who is 39 today. And she's from Ukraine. Not the Ukraine, just Ukraine.
Mm.
Oksana Baiul.
Oh, yes.
The lovely Olympic gold medal winning figure skater. She is 39 today. 39 for Oksana Baiul.
How about some gone but not forgotten? These famous people would have celebrated today. How about Roman Emperor Tiberius? He just had one name at that point.
Somebody out there, please. We will give you a Bob T-shirt if you name your next child Tiberius. Anybody out there, Bob T-shirt?
People will do anything.
They'll do a lot for a Bob T-shirt.
T-shirt.
I've seen people do some pretty crazy stuff for a T-shirt.
He would go on to rule in Rome up until his death. One of their top. You know, I mean,
he's one of their best known.
Yeah.
Yeah. Best known and
emperors or whatever.
Yeah. He ruled with an iron fist.
Yeah. He rolled through other countries, just, you know, took people down left and right. Tiberius, 42 B.C. He was known as the father of the blues. Bandleader composer W.C. Handy, born on this day, 1873.
I think that's the great great grandfather of Jack Handy. And now, deep thoughts. From Jack Handy.
Let's go to actor Burgess Meredith from 1907. What do you have?
Well, you know, Mick from Rocky.
Rocky.
He was great in Grumpy Old Man. But I love him as
the Penguin.
The dynamic do-gooders, You've been helping old ladies across the street, Batman.
We're going to help you into a jail cell, you beaked buffoon.
Leave my beak out of this, you baby barnacle. Let's get him, Batman. No! Stop this loutish violence, you teenage truant. It offends my cultured soul.
Which, how about that, huh? From Penguin, that is as good as it gets.
Teenage truant.
He loved alliteration.
My you beaked buffoon. Soul,
yeah. I love it.
That's there great writing for that Batman, the Batman TV show.
That's Burgess Meredith. Yeah, so good in many, many things that he did. Very the talented
outtakes
guy.
Alone of grumpy old men were phenomenal.
Hilarious. Burgess Meredith
rock
was born on this day, 1907. Hanna-Barbera, they made the greatest cartoons of all time.
They are my favorites.
They are my favorite.
They did Herculoids, right?
They did Herculoids. Yes, they did. They did Space Ghost. They did Johnny Quest.
Johnny Quest. They did Super Friends, which was a favorite of mine when I was young.
Well, Dawes Butler was one of their more famous voices. He was born Charles Dawson. He was the voiceman for Yogi Bear, one of my favorites, Huckleberry Hound, also Elroy Jetson. What do we have?
I hate you, Mrs. to pieces.
How about him as Mr. Jinx? Or here's one for you.
Come on! Kabong!
Oh. The kabongs are thick as flies around here.
Kabong!
He did quick.
Hey, watch it, will you, quick straw?
I was overcome by a kabong and frenzy.
See, he was El Kabong, he was Quick Draw McGraw. He was Baba Louie, who was Quick Draw McGraw's little sidekick there.
Oh, my gosh.
You remember, how about Snagglepuss?
Heavens to Murgatroyd!
Exit!
Heavens to Murgatroyd!
Heavens to Murgatroyd. You got to have that.
I listed here. This is what he did. He did Yogi Bear, Snagglepuss, Huckleberry Hound. He did Captain Crunch.
Oh,
he was the voice of Captain Crunch in the 70s and probably...
In the TV commercials.
In the TV commercials. Peter Potamus was another good one, remember?
Yes, I
do. Mr. Jinx, and then Quick Draw, El Kabong, and Baba Louie, just to name a few of them.
Just think if he was still like as active with that. And, like nowadays, the amount of money that voice actors make on some of those Disney animated movies. Holy cow.
I don't know how long he did it. He was born on this day in 1916. That is cartoon voices Dawes Butler, gone but not forgotten. Great stuff there.